With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The drain swirling continues as yet another poll shows President Biden losing ground, this time in the state of New York.
A new Emerson College survey of New York voters finds Joe Biden with only a 7-point lead over Donald Trump in the presidential race. When third-party candidates are included on the ballot, the president's lead is just 6 points. The executive director of Emerson College polling says exit polling shows that independent voters in New York who traditionally vote for Democrats have leaned toward Trump. Greg Clugston, New York.
Meanwhile, with just 156 days until the election, House Speaker Mike Johnson believes a host of important issues like inflation, open borders, immigration, and, in his words, an infirm president are going to drive Republican voters to the polls. In fact, he's so confident of a red wave, he's already mapping out a strategy for major reforms in Washington. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden details a three-phase deal proposed by Israel to Hamas militants that he says could end the nearly 8-month-old war. The BBC's Jeremy Bowen has more.
If both sides wanted a face-saving language, linguistic structure that allowed them to exit the war, this might do it, but that's a pretty big if, because according to far-right parties who support Netanyahu, if he takes a deal before Hamas is well and truly completely smashed along with the rest of Gaza, his government might fall. And Hamas have said repeatedly that the deal they want is a full ceasefire and a withdrawal. Now, this does point towards that withdrawal, but not immediately.
While the U.S. and other mediators want to avert a full Israeli invasion of Rafah, a statement yesterday by the Israeli military suggested its forces have been operating in most parts of the city already. This is SRN News. Suicide can be triggered by a sex change operation. At least some researchers think so.
A new study published by the National Library of Medicine reveals that people who undergo surgery in an effort to live as the opposite sex are 12 times more likely than the general population to take their own life. The sweeping survey covers more than 90 million patients over 20 years. Doctors in Europe are backing away from sex change operations now, but here in the U.S., the Biden administration continues to promote them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Samaritan's Purse has cleanup crews on the ground in states savaged by tornadoes last week. The group says relief teams were deployed in multiple communities, and Billy Graham Rapper Response Team chaplains are on the ground ministering to storm victims. Samaritan Purse sends relief to victims of natural disasters all over the country, as well as to international locations hit by tragedy. This is SRN News. Lab-grown meat's not on store shelves yet, but some states are already banning it.
Now, it's currently not available in any U.S. grocery stores or restaurants, and if some lawmakers have their way, it never will be. 2 weeks ago, both Florida and Alabama banned the sale of cultivated meat and seafood, which is grown from animal cells. In Iowa, the governor signed a bill prohibiting schools from buying lab-grown meat. Federal lawmakers are also looking to restrict it. Cultivated meat companies say they may consider legal action. Jason Walker reporting.
Bicycle shops hitting a rough road. Early in the pandemic, a surge of interest in cycling pushed sales up 64% to $5.5 billion in 2020. Meanwhile, a short boom, and then it was hobbled by pandemic-related supply chain issues, and now fewer people need new bikes. SRN News.